Today, we are discussing a hot topic, lead times. Maybe you're listening because you called multiple design build companies in Seattle and all of them dropped the bomb that your bathroom remodel won't be able to start for a few months at least. In today's episode, we're exploring factors affecting design and construction lead times in the Seattle area. Whether you're starting a remodel or simply curious about the design build timelines, this episode unveils the mysteries and solutions behind those delays. Join us as we peel back the layers, offering insights to navigate these challenges that are tied to lead times. Stay tuned for a deeper understanding. Hello, homeowners. Thanks for tuning in to the Don't Live With It, Love It podcast. Recording from CRD Design Build right here in Seattle, Washington, and coming to you with over 40 years of experience in the remodeling industry. We discuss all things from design tips to helping you achieve your remodeling goals with a variety of experts in the field. Remember, when it comes to your home, don't live with it. Love it. All right. Welcome back. Today, I am with two experienced podcasters, or at least on the Don't Live With It, Love It podcast, Matt and Leslie. Thank
you.
You don't know.
I could be on other podcasts.
You guys might be frequent. You guys are good at
podcasting. You might have heard me on NPR. No, I'm just kidding.
Today's episode is for those who are interested in lead times. Specifically, we're going to talk about kind of the Seattle area, but this could apply to others. But why is there a lead time? Why can't I call and get my bathroom done next month?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about all of that. So Leslie, can you just give an overview since you're the one taking the sales calls? Like, what do you say when people ask why there's a lead time?
Yeah. So in general, things just kind of take the time they take. And so especially in the world of design build and what CRD does, kind of day in and day out, there's a lot of work that goes into ensuring that we have a really great outcome. And that is both in the design process and then also in the construction process. So a lot of time, a lot of people, a lot of research that is all put in very intentionally so that clients are able to get what they want and everyone has just a fantastic, just a wonderful, you know, experience.
Yeah, I think having a lead time can be beneficial because a remodel, no matter the size, is a big investment. You know, you're changing your home. And so it's nice to know that there's a company that takes care and time and no decisions are rushed.
Yeah, it's a little bit like if you've ever gotten a tattoo or maybe a haircut. And like if someone's immediately available that day, it's kind of a red flag. Like you kind of want someone who's like sought after. They have a little bit of a lead time because people want to work with them. And they know what the investment in time will mean. And they know how important that is. So they're willing to kind of stretch out their schedule and let people know, hey, I'd love to work with you, but I got a couple people in front of you and I got to be able to focus on them 100%. Because when it comes your turn, you want the people you're working with focused on you 100% and not divided and be like overloaded. And that's a big part of how we look at like the design schedule and making sure that our architects and designers don't have too much work at one time. And then also on the production side, making sure that our field staff isn't overloaded because you can only manage so much really well.
Correct. Yeah. Dealing with a company that has a long lead time is a good thing.
Yeah. And here at CRD, we kind of have two lead times. So we have our design lead time and then our production lead time. And so our design lead time is typically a little quicker, maybe anywhere from starting in a month to like 6 months.
Right.
And then our production lead time can be kind of all over the place. It could be a few months depending on the project size. If it's quite a large project, it might be a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you kind of talk about the project complexities and kind of what determines your lead time?
Yeah. So if you have been listening to the podcast and been on our website, you know, we sort of have like two departments. We have our design build department and then we have our home services department. And the design build department tends to be our larger projects, more complex. There's more moving parts, more permitting, more engineering, that kind of stuff. And so when it comes to scheduling, those tend to be booked out a little bit further. So for example, right now it's early in the year. We're just coming up on March. So design right now is booked out to start in July. And that's based on the current workload that we have now and making sure that those clients can be serviced really well. wrap up those jobs before we take on more. Generally, on the design build side, because the projects are so large and complex, I would say on average, it takes about 5 months, sometimes six, to get through design, engineering, and permitting. Ideally, we'd start construction pretty soon after that. Again, if you are familiar with what we do, the end of design results in a fixed cost for construction. So at that point, we're ready to go. But oftentimes, we're again kind of waiting for our field staff to have the ability to start another job. So that might be looking more into like summer of 2025, maybe even fall, just based on our current workload. And so by the time you call me, and then by the time you move in, could be close to a year and a half. And then with our other department, home services, their lead time is much shorter. And that's really by design so that we're able to get to those clients faster because their projects just don't need as much complexity. They don't need engineering. Maybe they don't need a permit. And that way we can just get to more people faster. So typical lead time on design for home services is a couple months out. Generally, it takes about 8 to 12 weeks to design and bid out and kind of get all the way through design. And again, that typically is like our kitchens, bathrooms, basements, just kind of smaller projects. And then ideally, we start construction within 90 days for home services. And really, that is giving us enough time to start ordering your materials because lead time on materials can really impact when your job can start and end.
Yeah. And I know something else that goes into it is like material availability. Matt, can you talk about how sourcing products and whatnot can affect the production lead time?
Yeah. The minute you guys sign the CA, the construction agreement, our clients, then the first thing we do is we source lead times for windows and cabinets, and that drives the production schedule. If you pick out a real custom window package, that's going to have a huge lead time, and we'll plug you into our queue accordingly. Sometimes there's nothing with a long lead time, and then you're just in the queue as you fit in with clients that have made all their decisions ahead of you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like someone who maybe wants like a big circular window or like a fun hexagon.
Custom.
Yeah, something like that. Custom cabinet colors, those type of things can also kind of affect your lead time. So it's not like one lead time fits all. It's definitely custom from the moment you start talking with us to like getting through design and into production. So if you're someone who is sensitive to timelines, you know, say you've had this project on your mind for a while, you've done a lot of research and you're ready to get going, one of the best ways to kind of maintain a shorter timeline is just overly communicating, especially during design and even going into production. We find that when clients, you know, maybe go through design, you're starting to order their materials, they realize there's a 6 month lead time, they might change their mind. Because, of course, you just spent 6 months designing something, you're going to overthink it. And, you know, it's totally natural. But then if you decide, oh, I don't want blue cabinets anymore, I want green, that can totally push back. So making sure that you're communicating and throughout design, Leslie, do you have tips for kind of communicating and making sure they stay on their lead time?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. Normally, when folks call in and I start talking to them about the whole process, one of the things I encourage them to do is just get really comfortable with making decisions. So we want to meet with you weekly. We have a lot of stuff to get to. I mean, even if you just talk about one cabinet, there's probably 10 decisions that have to be made just for that one cabinet. And then just multiply that by the 40 other cabinets in your kitchen. It's a lot of decisions to make, but we're here for that. Like that's what we do. We'll help you, but we do need decision-making so that we can move forward. So trust your team, trust your designer, your architect, your PM. Make a decision and then kind of move on mentally. So we don't want to rush and we don't want you to feel insecure about the process, but we do want to kind of make decisions and be able to move forward. Design is very fluid. You're going to think you want this and then you're going to see that on Pinterest and then you're going to see that at a friend's house and you're going to want to explore different things. No problem. We're totally prepared to handle that. But the one thing that really bogs down the process and stretches out design longer, i.e. pushes out construction, is the inability to make decisions. And so I think that's just getting used to that. And then being able to offer like verbal feedback is really important. It can be uncomfortable. You know, you're going to have this designer and architect put out a beautiful presentation for you. And it might be uncomfortable to tell them that you don't like a part of it. But just know that we need that. And we are okay hearing that. We want your feedback, want your honesty so that we can get closer to what you love. And so that's an important skill, just kind of verbal communication, being able to give feedback so that we can keep that process moving.
And to touch on that a little bit is sometimes when you see it in person, you change your mind.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, right. So then you totally have a change order, which then it's not actually a lead time, but you are therefore affecting the progression of the rest of the project. So depending on how huge the change order is and what that entails, you're affecting your project and the people that are in the queue behind you. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to grasp from the outside looking in on what all goes into your personal lead time. But believe it or not, other projects ahead of you are actually affecting your lead time.
Yeah. And even when you're in design, you might be slated to start production in January. But if you're not making the decisions and, mm-hmm. you know, some people just take extra time, it's like, that's okay. But your production might be pushed out a few months because someone right. else who made decisions, you know, maybe faster or something gets slated in. So,
yeah.
And we're constantly communicating that to you, mm-hmm. you know, your designer and even the production team will come to design meetings to let you know that. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly communicating what all goes into that personal timeline.
Yeah. And I've even had other clients too that are very on top of it. And they'll say, I'm considering this change. How will that impact my schedule? Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
That's like incredible insight, but not everybody has that. So that's our job to then communicate to you, hey, this is a really cool change. We like this idea, but this is going to push out your pricing meetings. This is going to push out construction. It's fine, but just know that it's going to have an impact.
Yeah. And sometimes other things have impacts on that. And maybe it's not like your decisions. Maybe it's what's going on around you, like economically. Maybe you're unsure about your job at the moment, or maybe you have a big life change. We've definitely had it. People start design and then they get pregnant and then mm-hmm. they're like, we don't want to remodel yep. for a few years now.
Right. yeah.
Or maybe they decide to switch jobs and it's just not mm-hmm. a good time, or, you know, someone gets sick. And so we're definitely keeping that in mind as well. We're communicating with clients throughout that, but that can either maybe push it up. So maybe if somebody drops out ahead of you, you do have the opportunity to get in sooner.
Yeah. And definitely in design, the best thing we can do is get done with design. Like, that is the absolute best thing to do. Make decisions, move through the process, get your fixed cost, sign your agreement and be done. Because just like Kennedy said, if we think there's opportunity to move you up in the schedule, we will absolutely do that. But if we don't have everything done and we're just constantly in this loop of like revisions and changes, we can never, you know, take advantage of that. So best thing, no matter who you work with, commit to that process and then commit to getting done.
Yeah. And another big issue we've faced is just like a shortage of skilled labor. As Leslie said, you know, you want to have a skilled team where there is like a lead time. So, you know, you're working with like the best of the best. But sometimes it's like we even want to hire people so that way we can shorten our lead times, but it's hard. Matt, can you speak to like the production team and how it's hard to find skilled labor?
Yeah, it's non-existent. No, I'm just...
yeah, I mean, I think that's throughout the country right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not teaching the things they used to teach back in the day, the skilled labor in school. I actually was just thinking about this morning. There are motivational speakers and there's business...
Gurus,
yeah, that have all these other gurus. They're, you know, my father wrote 10 books about how to build the best business. And yeah. then his friend did this. And there's organizations out there that focus on dealing with high school kids, on having a career path and making a plan. And I think we need to get more involved into that because it would help with this, because we really do have a problem with skilled labor. And in the remodel industry, that's all it is. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with it. It's not like new construction where there's a tool for everything. You're trained by a college on how to do it from the beginning to the end. So it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah. And since you mentioned that, like, it's different for like the design and architecture side, which we're going to have an upcoming episode about design, the future people coming out of design school and kind of the training and like what skills they bring, which is great. But there's like so many of them. They go to college and they get the training and all the software. And then you take them on entry level and you still have to teach them everything, which is totally fine. But that's very different than sending someone to a job site and they're going to use like a saw or climb up on a ladder.
Oh, it's
like,
man.
You need some training. Like you need to know what you're doing and you need to have people on site who are able to do that. And if you've got people running all over to too many job sites, your quality control goes down, your safety goes down. It's just a bad outcome.
Right. It's a domino effect of technology stripping away what we've had built up in the past. And now we're playing catch up.
Yeah. And I know as CRD continues to grow, that's one of our goals is to be able to hire those entry level, not just designers, architects, but somebody from high school who just wants to learn how to be a carpenter, mm-hmm. which will be really exciting and hopefully help and be a positive impact on the whole industry is if more people are willing to do that and teach and outreach to those who maybe be interested, but they just can't get that first job because they don't have the skills. So yeah, skilled labor, we definitely have told our clients that before, like during lead times, it's like, if we had an extra couple people on staff, we would get through it. But sometimes that's like all you can do. And I know it's an issue not only in Seattle, but across the country, but especially Seattle being such a tech hub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think once we talk to our clients about that, about why we don't want to overload the field staff, why we don't want to spread people too thin, they get it. Because everybody wants the dedication on their site, right? Like everybody feels like they are the only client you have, right? Like everybody, which is fine. And we want to facilitate that feeling because they're all important, but we do have a lead time and even things like permitting, inspections, things that are kind of outside our control can impact our lead times as well.
Yeah. I know one thing we've done to kind of help our lead times, like for a positive note on lead times, mm-hmm. since we've kind of been talking about everything that goes into them is just investing in more technology. Now, before, what was it? I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, you're having like a paper schedule built
sure.
in Excel,
yeah,
all hand done. Now there's great tools for remodeling companies to use that really help us understand what goes into the schedule, having easier communication mm-hmm. with subs, easier mm-hmm. communications, like you said, for inspections and whatnot. So that's something that's definitely helping.
Yeah,
definitely.
Even on the design side, we've dabbled with a couple different platforms as they come out for measuring houses. So we measure every nook and cranny of every house that we work in because we have to know how it's put together. We have to know, even the rooms we're not working in, we've got to know how they're put together. And that has been historically one or two people with a laser measure and a tape measure and a clipboard. And it takes forever. It can take 4 to 8 hours on multiple days to get all that information. Then we photograph everything. Now there's all these scanning platforms, right? Like if you've been on Redfin and the 3D walkthrough that you do, that's exactly what we do. So somebody can go out with a camera or an iPad, scan a house, every room within say 30 to 45 minutes. In a couple of days, we get like an as-built drawing and model sent to us, and then we can verify. So, I mean, even just that in terms of efficiency and kind of helping the design process move along a little faster is implementing all of these new technologies.
Yeah, I think it's important, especially as the company grows, to try to find ways to help the lead time because there's so many external things working against us and there's so many things we cannot control when it comes to our lead time. So we're trying to do everything we can to keep a short lead time, but also give our clients like that same level of care and really dedicate time to each individual client.
One more helpful tip for homeowners that might be investigating a project like this is even if you have a lead time in front of you, whether it's with CRD or someone else, you can always start researching now. So go on Houzz, Pinterest, find those photos of spaces that resonate with you that you like. If you want to go out on your own time and do a little window shopping at the tile stores and the plumbing showrooms, just to kind of come to the table when your turn is up and we can start working with you, you have a little bit more, you know, kind of sense of like what you like or don't like. By no means do you have to do everything and come like ready to be like, I know exactly every faucet, but you might want to just kind of decide, oh, do I like polished or do I like matte finishes? And do I like freestanding bathtub? Or maybe that's a little bit too contemporary for me. Or maybe I like this kind of shower head or that kind of shower head. So that helps just kind of the initial kickoff process for design. And it's not going to like shorten your 18-month lead time in half, but it will definitely kind of kickstart things. And that way your design, whoever you're working with, your designer, architect, they've just got a little bit more to start with.
Yeah. And the good thing to keep in mind when you're doing your research in advance is ask about lead times. Like if you pick out this fancy Italian range, you fall in love with it, you talk about it, you show it to all your friends. You never ask how long does it take to get it. You find out, oh, it takes 5 years.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And your design people, your design staff can help you with that too. So you might choose a bathtub and not understand or not know that it takes a year to get because it has to go through customs. It's from Canada, something like that. Well, we can help you figure out a solution. So maybe it's just, let's help you find an alternative that's more readily available. Or if you're just dead set on that tub, well, now we have to kind of loop that lead time into everything else. So again, just kind of communicating through it. But oftentimes people will choose things that they have no idea.
Right. They don't think to ask.
Yeah. They haven't chosen. They didn't pick it because it's getting flown in from Italy. They had no idea. They just thought it was cute.
Yep.
So there can be that process too.
As always, if you ever have any questions or if you're a potential or even a current client waiting for your design to start, always reach out to us. We're happy to explain anything, but hopefully this helped everyone with their lead time. We always like to end with a fun question. So today's question, since we're talking about lead times and how long everything takes.
I love this question.
Is if you could have one construction-related superpower, what would it be?
For sure, snap your fingers, be done. Because I am in the midst of my own DIY renovation at my house with my husband. I've talked about it on this podcast before. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And we're doing it weekends and nights kind of people. So we have a long road ahead of us, which is fine. But speaking of lead times, like we have circled around our kitchen plan for months, but now knowing we have family coming in June, I kind of worked our schedule backwards. And now I know based on the like 6 week turnaround time on ordering cabinets, we have to order those by Sunday because then I can plan out when we get countertops templated and when we got to have friends help us. So yeah, that is even on really small scale, the lead time kind of motivates you to get going, right? If I don't make those decisions on those kitchen cabinets, that will never be done for June. So for sure, if I could snap my fingers and be done with that house, 100%.
And you got to hope they don't come damaged.
I know, right? Because that happens. You need more parts or, yeah. So
that's mine would be X-ray vision. Yeah. If I could see the walls and the floors,
that's smart.
I would have little to no surprises.
That's amazing.
Even with all the measuring, like you talked about,
yeah,
we've had situations where we find out there's a wall that was flat framed and not framed traditionally. And, you know, we have to hang tile on it and you can't hang tile on a flat framed wall because there's too much movement.
Right.
And then you just lost inches in your shower. And so definitely be X-ray vision.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Good answer.
Yeah, I think mine might resonate with a lot of listeners is I wish somebody could read my mind and make the perfect design.
Oh, right.
Like they could just like create a design without me having to explain it. And it would be exactly what I want. Because I feel like that's a big struggle for clients is like, we aren't, you know, me, I'm not a designer. So I don't really know what I like, but I know it if I see it.
Yeah.
So that would be ideal.
Yeah. All right. We'll work on that.
Just ask AI.
I know, right?
Wrapping up today's episode, if you have a project you'd like to discover, you can reach out to us on our website at crddesignbuild.com/contact.
You can also find us on most social platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, House, and Twitter, all at CRD Design Build.